ABC Gold and Sunshine Coast 21 past 10. The federal government has committed $1.6 billion to build heavy rail connecting the existing line at Biwa to new stations, Kawana, Caloundra, Maroochydore, the Camcos Corridor. The new rail line promises to improve connectivity to Brisbane and the rest of the state. There's just one catch, though. The state government will have to pay half the bill. Sarah Howells on ABC Sunshine Coast Breakfast this morning asked LNP's federal member for Fisher, Andrew Wallace, who's been championing the project for 6 years, what's changed to get it over the, well, the rail line now?
Well, I think I dragged just about every minister to the Sunshine Coast over the last 6 years, and the best way for them to see what sort of infrastructure we need is for them to have got stuck on the Bruce Highway for starters, and then just to see the road gridlock that we endure every day here on the coast. So the reality is we're being loved to death. We've got people coming from all over Australia. We're the fastest growing region in Australia, and our infrastructure just hasn't kept up. So, you know, I was so pleased to see $1.6 billion committed. This is not an election commitment. This is in the budget being announced today, $1.6 billion is 50% of the cost to build the overall project.
With the Sunshine Coast University Hospital around that Kawana area, is that where the station's likely to be located there?
In that vicinity. The planning study hasn't identified the exact locations of the stations as yet. That'll all, you know, be done in the first couple of years. We don't have a lot of time, actually, and that's part of the reason why we were pulling out all stops to get this project underway, because 2032 we've got the Olympics, and this is a major project. This is the largest infrastructure project that the Sunshine Coast will ever see, and planning and build time is around about 8 years. So we've got 10 years before the Olympics, so we didn't have a lot of time, so we really needed to get this done in this budget, or at least announced in this budget, and we're away.
Well, are we away? I mean, this is a 50-50 deal with the state government. Where are talks at with them? Have they agreed to match it?
Well, at this point, they haven't. But look, I am confident the state and federal government have come to a 50-50 cost-sharing arrangement for infrastructure for the Olympics. I hope they don't play any silly political games. But, you know, this is absolutely the best interests of the people of the Sunshine Coast. We're putting our money on the table. And I'm confident that the state will do so as well.
And it looks like a lot of money, $1.6 billion. Is it enough, though, to get the job done? Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick has said that even if the state government matches it, that's still not enough money to make it happen based on the advice they have. What are the costings that you've got for this project?
Well, it's interesting that they would say that, because the costings that we've used for this project are based on the same calculations as the costings that they're relying on for the Murrumbidgee extension. So they can't have it both ways. They can't say that we're not using the correct calculations, because we're using the same ones that they're very happy about for the Murrumbidgee extension. So our cost estimates came in around about $2.93 billion for the existing rail. So this is the planned and designed, and the stretch from Biwa to Maroochydore will have the capacity to deliver faster rail, but it won't be built as faster rail, if that makes sense. So it'll have the ability to be able to have faster trains, but there'll be a chokehold is from Biwa south to Brisbane that hasn't been done. So we're confident that we can do it for the price that we estimate, $3.2 billion.
So 10 years until the Olympics, 8 years to do the build for it to work, for us to be able to get on a train in Maroochydore and head to Biwa. What happens now?
We will continue to negotiate with the state. We ultimately got there with the duplication of the rail. I suspect that this will just be a matter of the state not wanting to make the Morrison government look good in the lead up to a federal election. But the federal election is only weeks away from being called. We'll then have a month long campaign. So I imagine that this will all start in earnest after the election. In the event that we didn't win the election, and certainly that's not my hope, but if we didn't win the election, the money is still in the budget, and it would be up to Anthony Albanese I can understand that some people would be, you know, a little bit dubious about, you know, commitments that are made by governments. But the difference today is that this is $1.6 billion, which is in the budget.
ABC Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, two federal member for Fisher, Andrew Wallace there, speaking to Sarah Howes this morning. He said an election was weeks away from being called. We'll have a four-week campaign. I don't know, did he just spill something he wasn't supposed to? A hint? Was it dropped? Not sure. Lots of speculation about when an election may be called. A lot of people say it'll be in the next few days. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, the Treasurer shall speak this evening, and there will be replies and all sorts of stuff and all sorts of five-page lift-outs in the papers tomorrow about what money is going where. Mark in Kira says, why would either party throw money at the Gold Coast? We're a safe seat. The party's direct funding at the small margin or swing seats. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. We never learn, says Mark in Kira. We've spoken about the weather on the Sunshine Coast and the Gold Coast Tweed area too. We might cast a gaze west.